There's a movement gaining popularity called Grow Free, which promotes the collective community effort of providing locally grown organic fruit and veg to the community. Founder Andrew Barker joins me to discuss the movement, as well as a festival that's on in Strath this weekend. Hi, Andrew.
G'day, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And it's a simple but alluring premise. Tell us about Grow Free.
Yeah, well, that's really the part that that people find that they connect with the most, is that it is so simple and it is really just revisiting kind of old ideas that we're, that, you know, it's nothing new. It's really just about growing good, you know, good like fruit and veggies and herbs in your own garden and sharing it with the local community. So it could be with your friends or your neighbours or your family or just people that live in your community via different kind of ways. So it's looking at our connection to our food and the earth and each other, and using our homegrown produce as the medium to reconnect with those different bits that have been disconnected, I suppose, through our industrial food system.
And capitalism, so I suppose, where we'll just expect to buy everything every day.
Yeah, true. Mm. Yeah, it's really about lots of things. So it is about the food and health and that side of it. But then also it's looking at, you know, can we do things differently? Do we need to charge for everything? And do we need to kind of, you know, lock our passions and skills and goods and services up behind money? You know, can we just kind of give it for free? And that's what the drive behind this is mostly about, is doing what you love doing, finding your passion, which for me it was growing seedlings and seeds and fruit and veg, and then giving it away for free and seeing that it's a win-win, you know, like I'm not losing anything and I get to see lots of people with big smiles and I know that they're going to grow good food and like get lots of good feedback, and it's kind of keeps compounding the goodness, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's been almost a decade now. So tell us about, you planted the seed, so to speak, about 9 years ago. How did that start out and how's it developed since then?
Yeah, so it's been going about 9 years and it's really, pardon the pun, but it's grown organically all by itself. We've never really pushed it or had any marketing. It's really just began by... I was living in Middleton, South Australia, down along the beach, and I'd just come down there after living on a farm in Meadows where we grew lots of amazing food on a big 10-acre farm there, and I started to grow seedlings, like veggie, heirloom veggie seedlings and herbs and flowers, and just give them away to the local community there. So I would advertise and put it in the paper and on the notice boards, and people would come and pick up seedlings, and then we would talk more about it. And, you know, I was seeing people coming in and wanting to do more, like what can we do next? Can we make, help people with gardens, and can we, you know, have veggie swaps and things like that? So we started getting small groups of us together, and we would just go around the town and make gardens, like help people with their veggie gardens, and we'd provide seedlings and the labor all for free. And we set up a veggie swap that was at Encounter Bay. And we started the very first sharing cart, which was maybe about 2 years into it. So that was really just a way to kind of get the seedlings out to the wider community more, because I found that when I had these seedling giveaways, I couldn't give them all away. I still had some left over, and figured, you know, if I just put them out on a cart out in public somewhere, then people can come and take them that way. And then everything just kind of kept growing and growing, and it spread to different areas. It was really localized around sort of Victor Harbour to Goolwa. Now it's all over the country and even a few other countries too.
How do people connect? Is it via social media?
Yeah, it's really, we've really only got it on social media at the moment. We do have a website for Grow Free, which is growfree.org.au, and that has some sort of basic info about the group, and it's got the map of all the different sharing carts and where they are. But the main way that we interact is with Facebook, And that's where people can connect with what they're putting on carts. They might have a shared meal somewhere, or they might be doing some kind of a workshop, or, yeah, whatever they're doing in the area. That's how we connect, I suppose.
Oh, that's great. And I imagine with a swap cart, there has to be a level of trust in the community, and it's like an honour system, right?
Spot on. That's exactly what it's about. It's about putting your trust back in the community, because, you know, there are times when there might be someone who comes and takes everything from the cart. So it's really just about giving. It's about giving without any conditions, and without, it's about putting, you know, your excess seeds or seedlings or produce that you've grown or even baked or preserved, putting it onto a cart for the community. And then there's no trading, there's no bartering or valuing of your food. It's just you're giving, and then people can take. So the motto of the cart is give what you can and take what you need. And that's where it comes to the trust.
Founder of Grow Free, Andrew Barker's with me ahead of a festival at Glenbar on the weekend. Tell us about it. What's planned?
Yeah, well, that's our very first Grow Free festival, which is just a big food extravaganza, really. We've got workshops and lots of talks. Lots of amazing people are coming to donate their time and energy to talk about their specific passion. So there's people talking about composting and seed saving. There's there's cooking demos. There's a guy doing snake awareness. There's all sorts of healing people here. Like, there's going to be massage and Reiki and lots of live music. So yeah, it's really and there's going to be lots of food cooking going all the time too from local gardens. So we're going to be cooking up some amazing meals, which will be provided for anyone who's here. So it's $10 entry, and then once you're in, everything's free. All the food, the workshops, that we have some live music here. There'll be lots of kids' activities as well. There's some really cool things happening there. We'll have a movie on down in the barn at night time. Can't wait. Mm. I'm in the middle of planning right now and organising it. It's looking fantastic.
Oh, it sounds like a brilliant movement to be a part of, and a beautiful festival. So I hope it all goes well. Andrew, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jenny. Cheers.